Good morning. The time is 6:20 a.m. Welcome to the W2 Morning. The time is 6:40. The W2L Amateur Radio Repeater.
KJX, this is N2UZD, do you copy?
W2L, repeater, warning, the time is 6:50.
N2UZD, listening.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2. Good morning, the time is 7:15, the W2 Amateur Radio Repeater.
KC2KKX. W2TAP, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ron. You sound a bit distant. Perhaps you're at the far reach of the repeater.
I just want to move behind time, and I'm still by my foot, so I should be getting a little bit better in another minute or so.
Well, that's good. I hope you had a good weekend. We had a pretty action-packed weekend, including a road trip down to Philadelphia yesterday for what else but a lacrosse game. And, now it's Monday morning. We're back in the routine.
Yeah, absolutely. At least you got, I'm sure you got better weather yesterday. Saturday was just a little... So I wanted to get out of the yard, but I caught up yesterday. So hopefully the lacrosse went well and won all around.
Well, my daughter had a good game. She made 2 goals, but the team lost.
Ah, all right. Well, got a. At least she did her diligence. You know, she got 2 goals for the team. So yeah, the rest of the players there got a. Maybe just improve or see where they was lacking or lacking. But that's good. Congrats on her for the 2 goals.
Yeah, I think she was happy with that. I think they played the league champions for the last 7 years, so for her to score 2 against them was good. So it was a respectable game. You know, they played one of the best teams in the country. So, yeah, they had a good time. And, of course, you know, one thing we do well is a good tailgate. So they forgot about the game pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's good. Did you stay over or did you come back over? That was yesterday. Gotta come back. Work today. But very good. And looks like we're gonna have good weather for the next 5 days or so. So April showers bring May flowers.
Well, that's true, but March was a bit of a reversal. It kind of came in like a lamb and went out like a lion. We'll see what happens in April.
Yeah. Well, it's April flowers and then early summer in May. who knows, but
yep.
But yeah, I mean, everything needed to rain on Saturday, so I can see today a lot of blossoms all around. Okay, look.
Well, you were right about your location because your audio is much better now. Anyway, we're just working our way down Major D. It's not too fast, but it's moving. And a little bored and a typical Monday, but looking forward to that summer schedule when it gets light again.
Yeah, and the kids got a half a week this week. The start of their Easter Passover recess. So only 3 days this week, and they're off for Thursday, Friday, and all next week.
Yeah, that'll be a break, I'm sure. Anyway, did you get a chance to do any HF over the weekend, or busy?
Nothing, no HF, anything. Mostly kind of a yard catch-up yesterday, most of the day, so a few Home Depot trips. And before now, there's some sections of the fence I wanted to reinforce. So that killed the whole afternoon to about 4 o'clock, and then that was about it. And I said, okay, time to wind down a little bit. But no, unfortunately not. And you were away, so you didn't do anything either, probably. Unless you were 2 meters on the way down.
No, I didn't do much of anything yesterday, and I got on the radio for about maybe an hour on Saturday, late in the morning, early afternoon, and made a few contacts. It was okay, and got an interesting QSL card in the mail from Estonia, and an error had also included someone else's CW QSL card, so I guess I'll mail that back and make sure it gets to the intended recipient. Anyway, nice stamps on the envelope.
Estonia, wow, very good. What did you work late Saturday? 20 meters? Just curious.
Well, let's see. Estonia was 80 meters. That was my record for 80 meters. But Saturday, late morning, early afternoon, it was 20 meters and 15 meters. And maybe one contact on 12 meters.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. But, yeah, Estonia, that's great on 80 meters. I have to tune that up and check it out maybe coming weekend. See what maybe I can pull that same station. Oh, very good on that. Now on the LIE going eastbound. W2CAP for ID.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the station from Estonia. I think I connected on the Century Club net. And usually don't get out that far on 80. Mostly it's North America, 99% of it's United States, occasionally a Canadian station. But that was definitely a rare one. I'm sure they must have done all the work. They must have had some great antenna in order to make that contact. I'm just, you know, a barefoot guy in Westchester. Anyway, we still have to make our rear DX across Long Island Sound.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to get those specialized stamps and send that out. So we have to definitely try that. See if the conditions are just right.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, sometimes I hear a lot of stations on Long Island making similar contacts that I'm making. And other days, you know, you don't hear them at all. So, and I guess it's part of the mystery of HF, which is fine. It's always good to have a little mystery to it. Anyway, what else is new here? Not much. My other daughter is going to come in later in the month for her Easter Passover holiday break. Well, that'll be good. And I don't have any immediate travel plans, although trying to take next one, I think, is coming up in the fall. Not sure about any others, but nothing too exotic. And if you're heading back to Asia or you're staying in North America.
For now, I think North America, some back and forth to D.C. again, but unless something arises for outside, there's a couple of things on the table for Japan, but it's got to be pen to paper as far as a contract signing, so it's still in, I call it vapor land. But right now, the future looks like just North America.
Yeah, I don't travel as much as I did in the past. I don't know, it kind of goes in waves. And, I don't necessarily miss it. It is nice to have a break now and then, but I think as I get older, it gets a little harder, wears on you a little more, so I don't necessarily miss it, but it's always fun to go to new places.
Yeah, especially, I mean, I love the West Coast. You get some, the weather is just right, and you get the California, you get the mountains out there, and the sun breaks it up, so, and a lot of good DXing. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. Anyway, still toying with the idea of a more sophisticated antenna for the house. I do have a vertical. I haven't put it up yet. Probably should do that first. But I'm starting to eyeball a, you know, not too large, but a somewhat compact Yagi, which I think would be a lot of fun, and I think I may get my XYL on board for that.
Okay. Don't forget the rotor for the Yagi. What type of vertical, again, do you have in the box?
Yeah, for the rotor, I'm going to use my my dog. I think I'll train her to go out and spin the antenna. The vertical I have, which has been in the box for a couple of years now, I haven't even taken it out, is a Comet. And it's a sort of a compact vertical, I think it's called a CP6, and it's supposed to be good for, I think, 6 through 80 meters.
Okay, very good. CP6.
Huh.
And what about the tuning end of it? The match for any what frequency you want to tune into?
So I think it's designed to be mostly non-tuned, and I guess the only band I think you might need a tuner for is 75 or 80. I think you can adjust the antenna for either data or phone for 80 meters. But I think it doesn't require much in the way of a tuner. At least that's what they say. But, it's a compromise antenna. It's not a full vertical.
Very good. Yeah, some of the good verticals like I was looking at, anywhere from like 350 to upper $400. But is that one still in production? The CP6? You know?
I don't think so. I think there may be a newer version of it. CP6A or some other variation. I don't think it's made anymore. It had, pretty good reviews on EM. Nothing spectacular, but as I said, it's a compromise antenna in terms of it not having a big footprint, which in my neighborhood's a good thing. But, I guess all depends on your particular setting. I've talked to some people using verticals the last few weeks and have been pretty impressed with how they work. So I'm anxious to get that up and complement the wire that I have. And I guess that might go a long way until the Yagi days come. Anyway, I'm just getting off the Deegan here, getting ready for the Third Avenue Bridge. So another quiet morning.
Yeah, no SET either. I don't know, all of a sudden Pete goes, I remember about maybe 3 weeks ago. I talked to tomorrow. That was it. So really changed the schedule. But the ideal is to have three in a triangular shaped form to match the long wire for HF. 200-foot towers spaced out evenly to cover the whole 160 all the way down, and don't forget the FAA warning light on top of the tower. So think your neighborhood would go for that one? W2DAP.
Absolutely. Love to have it. Anyway, I hope SET is all right, and it's just a schedule and not a health issue. And I haven't heard him in weeks. And even the others, Jay, Naff, and I remember who else, Frequence, Neil, others who used to be in the morning, have been pretty thin. Anyway, guess that's the way it is. We'll have to hold the fort. KC2, KKX for ID. Back to you, Ron.
Switch to the Easton input. So hopefully the node is up. You can hear me. Yep, we have to hold the fort up. Is exactly right. Until the Indians get back in town. Very good. Now, changing this rocket ship towards the south, heading south now. So, thank you, bud. And, this is going to be a glorious day, except that we'll be indoors.
Yeah, we could have used some. some of this weather on the weekend, but boy, the sun just came out here on the Third Avenue Bridge. Should have brought my sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is they got a re-released Titanic this weekend, 3D, because the anniversary is the 14th, the 100th anniversary, and it should be interesting. My wife has some Titanic artifacts, a collector, over the years, so pretty nice different pieces of stuff. So she's a big fan of that. And she's in Florida visiting my father-in-law. She'll be back tomorrow night. But maybe that's what the plan is. Maybe check it out in 3D. IMAX, too, is going to be released. And that's great to see it in that surround.
Yeah, that would be fun. She should, put in a bid for the big collection that's up for auction now. Particularly if this is a serious hobby of hers. Maybe you surprise her while she's away.
Yes, but you're doing the whole auction, right? Every kit and caboodle. So I'm surprised they wouldn't break it up. Like maybe just China and then, one-of-a-kinders and stuff. So I'd have to break into one of those big jumbo CDs there. Place a bid. Probably starting bid of, who knows, 10 million plus?
JC2YSK.
Recognize. That's a good way to have an instant museum, I suppose. Or a pretty special collection, but I think you have to add a wing on to your home to accommodate it. And to enjoy it in its full diversity. Anyway, I think that was Jay coming in, just talking about where is everybody. So welcome aboard. Give it to Ron when you're done.
All right, thanks, Peter. Good morning, Ron. It is pretty out. Just on my way here, actually. Actually, I'm trying for a change. And I guess you mean, where is everybody? The bands are kind of empty this morning. Maybe people took an early vacation.
Good morning, Jay. That's what I think. The roads are not as congested for Mondays, I see. So, telling Pete earlier that the kids, my guy, he's only got 3 days this week, and that's it. They're off for a week and a half. So, yep, that's what I suspect. So, very good. And how are you? And that's about it so far. We're just talking about Pete and I bidding on the Titanic auction on the Intrepid on April 14th. Pete, over to you.
There you go. And then you make your wife the curator. Anyway, I don't know about the rest of the area, but a lot of traffic here on the east side. And coming down to Major Deegan this morning, maybe the school holiday schedule is different on the island. I don't know. I doubt it is. Anyway, back to you, Jay.
Hey, Ron, I forget, what district are your kids in? Because we're also out for 3 days, only working 3 days this week. I know you're relatively close to me.
Yeah, the town of Huntington. So Huntington School District, Jake. So that's their schedule.
Well, that's very nice. I think Huntington is almost directly across the sound from where I am. So you can shoot lasers across.
Do you know the repeater at all?
Just stepped on your order, but I heard both of you, it's fine. very good. Jay, back there, you pick it up, I'm sorry.
Actually, I think it should have gone to Peter anyway, but I was going to say, I came across a repeater, W2RGM, and actually made some contacts on it. It's right here in Dix Hills, Huntington area. I don't know if you ever tried it.
Huh, I gotta check it out. Just repeat the calls one more time, I'm sorry.
W2, Ralph, G, I don't know what G is, George, Michael.
Romeo Golf, Michael. Very good. Okay, we'll check that out. Pete, over to you.
I think I may have tried that repeater maybe a few years ago, and, you know, timing is everything, and unless it was a different one, but didn't pick up much activity on it, although I certainly was able to hit it, as I can the new D-Star repeaters on the island, one in Hopek and one in Westbury, but like the other, no activity that I've detected, but the repeater test sounds great. Anyway, not sure who gets it. Perhaps it's Jeff.
All right, well, one thing we got to correct, though, is the pronunciation of Hopek. I guess you don't live on the island, obviously, so. But, yeah, it's pretty, I got a hold of the guy who's the trustee for the repeater. Name is Pedro. I don't remember his call sign, but it's been around for like 20 years. It's only putting out like 15 watts or so, because the amplifier is down. But it was interesting because I had never heard anybody on it before, and then I started trying to put out a call on somebody from Massapequa. Also said the same thing as you. Oh, I've had that on my list for years, and nobody's ever on it. So maybe we can start something up here.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, when I was going around, there was one right by us again in West Hills. And it actually was listed in the repeater directory. But when I went to go locate it, it's a piece of property with a fence around it. Nothing there. I mean, there's no tower, there's nothing. Just a piece of property with a fence around it. So it's pretty interesting. I have to look it up, but it's probably not even a half a mile from my house. And the back of me, which butts up against West Hills area. And that would have been that's a good location because the elevation is a little high. Not too far from Mount Misery Road, if you know about that one, Jay.
T-A-P
in the group.
Yeah, I guess with the newer radios and so many memory positions, I've always tried to get a repeater directory and put lots of repeaters in the memory bank. But when I travel into a lot of these areas, you know, the repeater's not there. Or equally frustrating is that they're there, but there's no one using them. So, unfortunately, I guess there's no way to keep those repeater directories really up-to-date and verified. I guess you just have to know your local repeaters. But I know I got to delete a bunch out of my radio.
Yeah, well, I had both the 2-meter and the 440 in my list of repeaters on my radios, and you know, I actually started, I don't know whether he updated or whatever, but yeah, at least getting a response with the call sign back. It's 449.5, I believe, and the PLL is 114.7.
Roger that. Okay, very good. So we'll check out Romeo Golf Michael, and maybe give it a kick. And I'll say 73, guys. I'm at the asylum. So great talking to you, Jay. And, of course, Pete. Always a pleasure. So I'll say 73 again. And be clear on your final. So W2TAP will be clear on your final. Have a good morning, guys. Catch you up on the flip side.
Well, 73 run. And let me pass it quickly to Jay.
731, have a great day, and we'll catch you later or tomorrow, hopefully. KC2YSK. Over to you, Pete.
Yeah, I was going to say thanks for the pronunciation guide for Long Island. And, you know, not being a native, greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I worked in Hopog for about 8 or 9 years, and I used to get people mispronouncing that every which way. Hopogi, Hopoge, Hopodge, and you know, so just say that, pass it along. How much longer do you have on your trip?
Well, I guess it depends on the traffic, but by distance, maybe a mile or two from touchdown, but I'm also about to go under under Gracie Mansion, and traffic's moving slow, so if my signal's bad, you'll know why.
All right, Pete, maybe I'll say 7-3. I'm going to switch over to 440 for a bit. You have a great day. I'll talk to you later, KC2YSK.
All right, 73, KC2, KKX, clear.
The time is 7:56 a.m. L. Repeater, warning.
Kilowatt 6, David Peter Zebra Mobile. Anybody out there?
Good morning, Al. This is Charles KQBUX. How are you?
Good morning, Charles KQBUX. KQBZ. I'm just grabbing paper and just checking. Yeah, it's cool this morning, but it's nice.
Yep, it is sadly cool this morning. I just came in myself. It's a little chilly. I was hoping for some warmer weather. Something in the 70s or 80s would be nice.
We always have what we want. I see some clouds up here. Well, fluffy clouds. It could be worse. It could be snowing. But we really have it bad.
Yes, that's true. Wouldn't want any snow. That would be very bad. Went all winter without it, and then all of a sudden you get hit with a lot of snow. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's true. Let me run in and grab a rag. I will be back shortly with the case of KTZ.
KTZ, yes.